From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief, Chloe, September 1st. Quick run through 10 health stories. Let's start with the longevity piece. Let's get into it. First, from Flavorspiel, Carbone Fine Foods Grandma Bread. The key ingredient that sets this bread apart is potatoes. By boiling and ricing the potatoes, then incorporating them into the dough along with the starchy cooking water, you get a unique texture. The outcome is a bread that's incredibly soft and bouncy, with a moist crumb and a beautifully golden crust. It's light and airy inside, making it perfect for enjoying with a meal or on its own. If you're looking to recreate that Carbone experience at home, this bread is definitely worth a try. Next, second from Leela, this dish stinks. The article starts by discussing a dish that has a strong, pungent smell, and the author embraces this characteristic rather than shying away from it. They argue that the aroma is part of the dish's identity and enhances the overall experience of eating it. The post emphasizes the idea that not all appealing foods have to smell good. Sometimes, the most flavorful dishes come with a bit of a stinky reputation. As the author shares their recipe at the end, they encourage readers to appreciate the dish for its unique qualities. It's a reminder that food can be an adventure, and sometimes the most memorable meals are those that challenge our senses. Up next, third from Lindsay Max Complexity Edge. 7 Painful Truths for Neurocomplex Adults with Childhood Emotional Neglect. I'm thinking about how neurocomplex adults, those who blend ADHD, autism, and giftedness, often trace a lot of their current challenges back to growing up with emotionally immature parents. Those caregivers weren't abusive, but they were flat, inconsistent, and not tuned into their kids' intense inner worlds. That mismatch can leave an invisible wound that shows up later as chronic self-doubt, difficulty trusting feelings, or a habit of overcompensating in work and relationships. Recognizing this pattern helps you see why certain triggers feel so big and gives you a clearer path to relearning emotional safety and self-compassion. And then, fourth from Tell Me Three Good Things, 31 August 2020, 6 Tilde 3 Good Things. We drove into the late summer twilight, gravel kicking up like tiny sparks, and the car's engine clicked as it cooled. A pear tree bowed under heavy fruit, almost touching the ground, and we stepped into a meadow where our footprints left dark holes in the grass. Each of us plucked a pear, ate it, and felt a quiet gratitude for the simple scene. Later that Monday, I tried making adventure bread for the first time, something I'd always enjoyed at Martha's house. It turned out delicious, especially with a bit of mashed avocado for an afternoon snack. I also took a walk in the woods with Randy, letting our feet splash in the river, and watched the shimmer of ink in my fountain pen turn a to-do list into something a little magical. Now I'm curious, what are three good things in your day? So, next, fifth from Heather's IBS newsletter, Help for Irritable Bowel Syndrome. IBS quick tip, practice a relaxation technique daily. A recent tip for managing IBS suggests that just 10 minutes of mindfulness each day can really help, especially for those dealing with stress-related symptoms. This approach is simple and doesn't take much time. You can try various relaxation techniques like deep breathing, progressive muscle relaxation, yoga, tai chi, or meditation. These practices can make a noticeable difference in how you feel. If you're struggling with IBS, remember that you're not alone in this. There's a community out there and support is available. If you have questions or need immediate help, reaching out for more personalized coaching can be a good step. Up next, 6th from Endpoints Pharma, Arch Venture Partners targets $3 billion raise for latest fund. Arch Venture Partners, a long-standing biotech venture firm, is gearing up for its 14th fund. The target size is $3 billion, which would place it among the biggest venture capital raises in recent years. They plan to stick with their usual early stage, high-risk science focus, and they already have a handful of limited partners committed. If the fund closes, the money could back dozens of new biotech startups, though the scale will likely make the firm more selective about which projects get funded. And then, 7th from What to Cook When You Don't Feel Like Cooking a Really Simple Meal Plan, the Summer 2020 6 All-Star Edition. Summer 2020 6 is winding down. Let's celebrate before it's over. We've compiled 5 of the summer's biggest hits into a 4-day meal plan to take advantage of the season's produce before we're all ready to move on from it. We have a perfect summer salad for lunches, plus 4 dinners filled with corn, eggplant, tomatoes, zucchini, and herbs. Like in all of our really simple meal plans, we're sharing tips for how to cook through this lineup of recipes as efficiently as possible. Next, 8th from MedCity News, Healthcare Moves. A monthly summary of hires, exits, and layoffs. August has seen a slew of executive hires, exits, and layoffs across the healthcare industry. For instance, Humana, Merck, and Mayo Clinic named new executives. There were also layoffs at organizations including MaineHealth, Celliers, and Sharp Healthcare. The post-healthcare moves. A monthly summary of hires, exits, and layoffs appeared first on MedCity News. Up next, 9th from Endpoints Pharma, 3 deaths in CIRT trials prompt halt by Novartis. Bristol-Myers programs also paused. 3 patients died in Novartis trials of its CD19-directed CIRT treatment following a dangerous immune system response, and a similar therapy from Bristol-Myers Squibb has also been put on hold to review safety issues. That's the RET. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.